Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Faisal, lots of questions about the economy. Coming into the new year, strong start to the year in stock and bond markets. We got to try to make some sense of all of this. And we've got a terrific recurring guest to help us do that.
Yeah, we've got Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist of CIBC World Markets. Benny, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we've got a 10-minute period to try to make some sense of this. Why don't we get right at it? Because, Benny, I'm interested to get your take on the latest interest rates. We had lots of central bank activity this past week. Give us your take on where we are in the interest rate cycle and central bank cycle.
Yes. So the Bank of Canada is telling you it's over. It's over unless something happens. So they're keeping the door open, but they would like to stop now. The Fed, not so much. So the question is why? Because we know that the effectiveness of monetary policy in Canada is much stronger than in the US because our mortgages are for 5 years, theirs for 30 years. We have much more debt. So as I told you in the past, the tiny Bank of Canada is more powerful than the mighty Fed, if you wish, when it comes to monetary policy. Therefore, the Fed has to go more than that, and they will. They will continue to go in March, and we are done. At the same time, both the Bank of Canada and the Fed have to be very careful with their language. They cannot tell you, listen, everything is fine, we are relaxed about inflation, because the minute you do that, what will happen to the long end of the curve? The 10-year rate will go down. We'll sabotage what the Bank of Canada and the Fed are trying to do. So they are playing a game here. Their action and their words might be very different. They will be more militant in their language, less so in their action, just to make sure that the long end of the curve does not go down too much and sabotage what they're trying to do so hard.
Benny, when you look at the pause at the Bank of Canada, what would require them to start to do one of the following? Either continue to raise interest rates, what would have to happen in the economy for that to happen? And on the opposite side, what would have to happen in the economy for them to start cutting interest rates?
It's all about inflation. It's all about inflation. Now, the move from 6% inflation to 4% will be like that. It's all goods, and goods on a month over month, basically zero. Because of supply chain, we know the story. So if you see progress on inflation, that's good news. The trick here is to move from 4% to 2%, to the target. And that's where the labor market enters. That's where wages, services, even the housing market enters the picture. So if for some reason something bad happens with supply chain and all of a sudden you see inflation rising in goods, that will lead to the Bank of Canada overshooting, taking rates to 5.5, and that will be the difference between a wannabe recession that we are in now and a real old-fashioned recession with some blood in the labor market. Let's hope we are not going there. Now, what can change the Bank of Canada's mind in terms of cutting interest rates? Well, if inflation goes down much more rapidly. Now, the Bank of Canada and the Fed are telling us we are not even thinking about cutting interest rates. At the same time, the market, and that's very important, the market is pricing in 2 cuts by the Fed and the Bank of Canada in the second half of the year. So there is this disconnect between what the central bankers are telling us and what the market is expecting. And if the market is disappointed, and I think they will, because I don't think the Bank of Canada and the Fed are ready to cut in 2023, I think you will see a mini correction in the bond market, because this bond market is pricing in 2 cuts in the second half of 2023. Not going to happen. So I see some mispricing in the market there. So in the short term, I will be a bit careful when it comes to the bond market. Although I'm bullish on the bond market overall, the next 2 to 3 months might see some redoing or rethinking of this narrative.
The one thing that people are concerned about as well is inflation. We're seeing it talked about quite a bit. How do you see inflation taking it through? You did talk to us about going from 7% down to 4% can happen like a snap of the finger. But going from 4 to 2 is the challenge. Where do you see inflation by year end in Canada, US? And then how do we get to that 2%? What needs to happen in the economy, and when do you see that happening?
Yeah, so I think that we can move easily to 4%, 3.5% by the end of the year. The trick is to get to 2% during 2024. And I think that will be the reason why I don't see them cutting interest rates anytime soon. And they will have to wait until 2024 to cut interest rates. And even when they cut, they will cut it by much less than before because of all those inflationary forces. Remember, we have deglobalization happening. We have just-in-case inventories happening. We have a labor market that is expensive. That's happening. And all those green initiatives, they are inflationary. So you have four inflationary forces cooking beneath. The target so far is 2%. And believe me, they're not going to change it. It's going to be 2% inflation target, not going to change it. So the forces are there, the same target. By definition, interest rates have to be higher. That's why they, when they cut interest rates, they will go to 3. And remember, we started this saga at 175. So it's almost double what it was before, reflecting those inflationary forces. So that's what it will take. Higher for longer, and when you cut by less in order to make sure that inflation is at 2%.
Benny, we always talk about the central banker's responsibility part of this, but there's also the other side where there's fiscal policy, and there's quite a bit of fiscal policy being mentioned on both sides of the border, US and Canada, that still have inflationary issues. Are there things that the federal governments can do on both sides to help reduce this inflation issue so we can get into that 2% target rate so we don't have these kind of concerns going forward? Or is it purely just a central bank issue?
That's a very good question. And unfortunately, what's happening now is you have the Bank of Canada raising interest rates to slow down the economy. And governments at all levels are sending checks to people about 1.3% of GDP fiscal spending to fight inflation, which I understand. But think about it for a second. You have the Bank of Canada raising interest rates to slow down the economy. Governments are expanding activity and raising economic activity. Two forces going different directions. It's like putting a humidifier and a dehumidifier in the same room, let them go at each other. That's basically what we are talking about. And the point that I'm making here is that, yes, the government is trying to help, but at the end of the day, what they are doing, they are sabotaging the Bank of Canada. What can the Bank of Canada do? Well, keep interest rates higher for longer. So by injecting money into the economy, governments are actually extending the level and the duration of higher interest rates. And by doing so, actually hurting the people they're trying to defend. That's basically what we're trying to do here.
So who wins this battle, Benny? Is it the federal governments that are going to keep on printing money or paying out money to the constituents? Or is it going to be the central banker when we look at, let's say, 2024?
No, I think that the Bank of Canada will win, but it will take longer, more ammunition and more damage. So the risk of overshooting, and we discussed overshooting in the past. As I told you in the past, I really believe that every economic recession over the past 30 to 40 years was helped, if not caused, by monetary policy error in which central bankers raise interest rates way too much. Fiscal spending can force the Bank of Canada to commit that error and lead us to a more significant recession. So we have to be careful here.
Benny, very quickly, just to finish up on the interest rate inflation story, what should investors be keeping their eye on with respect to the interest rate and inflation story as we progress through this year?
Short term, I think that the focus should be on the correction in the bond market that we're going to get. Again, there is a mispricing here. The market is expecting the Fed and the Bank of Canada to cut in 2023. I don't think it will happen. I think that the Bank of Canada and the Fed will have to make sure that inflation is dead before they cut interest rates. And to me, this means that there is mispricing in the market, and I will be very careful here.
We're going to ask you to stick around for a minute, Benny, because after the break, we want to talk a little bit about this idea of recession. We continue to hear about that, and we're going to pick your brains on that. But before we cut to break, we've got to talk about this. This is an interesting period of time for retirees, right? As people move into this period of retirement with high interest rates, high inflation, so on, they got to weather this storm, right? And people are retired for a long period of time, Faisal. So there's going to be ups and downs in these kinds of things. How do you put it all together and still achieve the lifestyle that you want?
And we're going to talk about that in our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats. So go to our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
If you're worried about recession, stick around after the break. We'll get some very good input on that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.